Well, here in this country, there are now 116 days left until the midterm elections, and a new analysis out this week shows that the primary season has been taking a toll on pro-Republican super PACs. The Wall Street Journal reports that the largest Democratic super PACs are heading into the general election with nearly three times as much money as the largest Republican groups, because the Republican groups have had to spend more on primary fights, which brings us to this week's District Profile. Each week, we're focusing on a different congressional race, and we turn this week to California's 52nd congressional district, where the freshman incumbent, Democrat Scott Peters, will face Republican Carl DeMaio. Claire Tregesser is a reporter for KPBS in San Diego, and she's with us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, first, just describe the district for us, the 52nd in California.
Sure. It runs up San Diego's coast through some of our wealthier communities here. It's mostly San Diego, also Coronado, La Jolla, and Poway, which is a suburb of San Diego. It includes a lot of higher education institutions like UC San Diego, some Navy and Marine bases, and lots of biotech and high-tech companies are there. And really one of the biggest issues in it is that it's completely evenly split, 34% Republican, about 32% Democrat, and 29% independent.
And for the last couple of years, it's been represented by the Democrat, Scott Peters. Here he is in an interview with your station, KPBS, talking about how he hopes voters are seeing him.
We think people have picked up the kind of approach we're taking, which is a San Diego-focused approach on job creation and business, built around innovation, the military and veterans, energy and the environment, and actually bringing resources and talking about specifics to San Diego. Working with the five of us working together, Republicans and Democrats in our delegation, have brought $350 million just in the last few months to San Diego for border infrastructure and for defense work.
And Scott Peters has been saying that more border infrastructure and protection can help San Diego's economy, although we should mention, Claire, there is no border in the district.
No, it does. It doesn't connect to the border there. I mean, immigration and the border crossing is a big issue for a lot of San Diego. I think the point that he was highlighting there is he said before that he was able to work with San Diego's other congressional delegates, some of whom are Republicans, to get this money. And so he's emphasizing that he says he can work across the aisle, work with other people to get things done for the district.
Well, what else should we know about him?
Yeah, Scott Peters has a long history in San Diego. He was an environmental lawyer before he served on the city council for about 8 years, from 2000 to 2008. And then he was a commissioner on the Port of San Diego before he ran for Congress. He's only been in Congress for 2 years, so he's a freshman elected in 2012.
And he is going to face Republican Carl DeMaio, who's a former San Diego City Councilman. He says he wants to see Republicans in Washington focus less on social issues like abortion and gay marriage. Let's listen to him. Here he is in an interview with KPBS.
They have to get off these divisive social issues. Why don't we go back to the traditional views of the Republican Party of standing up for personal freedoms? Let individuals decide these issues in the context of their faith and their family beliefs. Get government out of it. I don't want to see government trying to legislate a moral agenda when particularly government's dropping the ball on issues that it should be focused on.
And by the way, we should say, and it's no secret, that Carl DeMaio is openly gay.
Yes, that's right. He actually made a little bit of national news recently because he had an online ad that showed him and his partner walking in a gay pride parade holding hands. And he said that's the first time any candidate from either party for federal office has ever shown a same-sex partner in an ad like that before. So he calls himself a new generation Republican who wants the Republican Party to focus on fiscal, not social issues.
And some of those issues that he wants to focus on include education and the national debt. Tell us more about where he stands.
During his time in San Diego, he's always had this focus on fiscal issues, on pension reform. He says that he brought the city back from the brink of bankruptcy. I think some people dispute that he was the only person who did that, but he was clearly involved in passing measures here in San Diego that changed pensions, city employee pensions. And he also has a Fix Congress First plan, which he's really focusing on, talking about all legislative language should be posted online for 72 hours before the vote, and eliminating the congressional pension program and taking away congressional salaries if a budget isn't passed.
How is his ad playing with Republicans in the district?
Well, it's not clear. I mean, during the primary, he had two other Republican opponents, both of whom were more conservative socially than he was. And so he lost some votes to them. The other thing that's interesting is in San Diego's LGBT community, he isn't always openly received there either, because they say that he doesn't necessarily have a track record of speaking out on gay rights issues. During some of his previous city campaigns, he accepted money from people who also donated to Proposition 8, which was California's same-sex ballot measure. And so there's actually the San Diego Log Cabin Republicans, which is a local gay Republican group here, and they did not endorse him in one of his city elections.
And Claire, one other thing we've been asking in all these district profiles is there a lot of outside money coming into this race?
There definitely, they say that there's going to be. There's already some. There's the Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers funded group, has spent some money on ads against Scott Peters. There's also some other PACs getting involved. Both candidates are raising a fair amount of money now, although our investigative partner, iNewsSource at KPBS, found that 74% of all contributions came from inside the county so far. But I think as we go forward to November, we're expecting to see a lot more ads, a lot more outside spending.
Claire Tregesser, reporter with KPBS in San Diego. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.